Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This dimension, if you will, that we're wanting to be more aware of is spirit. Can you see why people, when Jesus ministered, in a short amount of time, there were 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 people out there, and they'd stay with Him and not even leave for 3 days? Why? Forget to eat? For 3 days? Why? They begin to get caught up and aware of spirit. Hallelujah. All these miracles begin to happen. All these amazing things. They're understanding pieces of things that had been hidden from the beginning of the earth. Woo! Glory to God. Has He changed? Has His spirit changed? Has His word changed? Men have created stuff that's useless and vain and gotten away, but He hadn't changed. And the more we are in contact with the real God, you might use a lot of words to describe it, but boring will not be one of them.
Amen.
He is awesome. And that don't touch it. He is so amazing. He's real. And if you're going to come to Him, you've got to believe that He is real and that He is a rewarder. What does that mean, He's real? He is called numerous times in the New Testament the invisible God. Invisible. He's eternal. He's invisible. So people mock us and make fun of us believing in something that's invisible, because to them, invisible equals non-existent. But what we're believing in is spirit, which is what we are. You are our spirit. He is the Father of spirits. And He functions as a spirit by faith. Faith perceives, receives, conceives, believes, speaks and releases, and creates. That's how the material universe came into existence. But it is the product of the unseen. And the inhabitants of the planet think the unseen's not real and this is what's real. But the Scripture tells us this is temporary. That this life is like a vapor. It's like a mist. Material things, and those who study physics, they know that these is made up of energy in atoms. And if you change the speed, you could put your hand through it. There are giant gaps in what we call solid stuff. It's energy. But because of the way it's moving, it feels firm. Flesh is firm against flesh. But so is spirit. Spirit is firm against spirit. Hallelujah. John 3, are you there? Young's literal translation, John 3, 6. Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is what?
Flesh.
And that which has been born of the Spirit is spirit. These are two different dimensions. Spirit is unseen. to the physical eye. You can't see spirit with your eye, nor hear spirit with your ear, nor touch spirit with your hand. You can see flesh. You can hear flesh. You can touch flesh. Body is another word for flesh. But spirit, how many would consent and acknowledge spirit is just as real as flesh? Is it? In fact, spirit is eternal. Flesh is temporary. That's what 2 Corinthians 4:18 says. Keep reading. Verse 7. You may not wonder that I said to you, it behooves you to be born from above, which is another way of saying born of the Spirit, because he's contrasting spirit and flesh. The Spirit, where he wills, does blow. His voice, or we'd say sound, you do hear, but you've not known where he came from or where he's going. Thus is everyone who has been born of the Spirit. Spirit is like wind. You walk out of this door and there's a breeze blowing. You feel what? What do you feel? You call it wind. What is wind? Air. Air is not nothing. You're looking through it right now, but air is pushing down on us at what, about 14 pounds per square inch? Air is more like water than anything else. Water is just heavier, a heavier medium. But this is not nothing. When you take a breath, some of that flowed into you. Then you push some of it out.
Without it, we wouldn't be.
We are in an ocean of gases. You get high enough, you get out of it. But when I feel it blowing against me, what's pushing the air? I felt the wind. No, you felt the results of the pressure that pushed the wind. These forces are electromagnetic. You get into gravity and the rotation of the planet. Who put that in motion? What keeps it together? All things are upheld by the word of His power. When you felt the wind against your face, when you feel gravity pulling you, keeping you on the surface, I won't even get into that. Like I know. What you are feeling is the results of the spoken word of the Almighty.
Amen.
That keeps the planets in their orbits and the sun burning. So there is no God. Ain't nobody proved there is no God. Nobody was there. None of us were there when He said, light be. Even if you don't believe, you'll at least be honest and say, well, I don't know. But to make a bold statement, there is no God, that's just ignorance. No, I've made up my mind. How about you? I believe in the one who is invisible, eternal, who is life, who is light, who is love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And most of this, you can't see with your eyes. You can't hear with your ears. You can't touch with your hand. And all that you can perceive with these senses will soon be gone. But God will still be here. And that which is born of Him we'll still be here. Raise your hand if you're born of Him. It helps you to relax when you realize I'm going to be around for a long, 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 long time. Huh? Helps you to relax. It gives you a different perspective when you go, you got a little issue with your flesh, you got a little issue with something in this life, and you realize, okay, but, you know, that's about that long. This is the shortest thing I will ever do. That's important. I'm not minimizing. It's important. Let's get it right. But then we're just about to step off into. Hallelujah. Then what was invisible to us will no longer be invisible to us. And we will know as we are known. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. John 4, you're there in John 3, but in John 4, He said, God is spirit. John 4. Is it 14 or so? Excuse me, I was off. Yeah, 23. I should have known that. 23. Jesus said, well, back up to 22. He told this woman, He says, you don't know what you worship. Wonder how true that is of a lot of people on the planet today. You don't have a clue what you're worshiping. He said, we know what we worship. Salvation is of the Jews. For the hour comes and is now, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father how? Spirit. How? Spirit. Spirit's what you can't see. Can't see spirit. In spirit and in truth. How do you worship what you don't see? By faith. It's the confidence of what you has not yet, hadn't happened yet in this realm. It is the conviction of the reality of what is not seen. True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship Him. All of this is here. It's right here in other dimensions.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.